Yes, it is so hot. And if you really want to get ahead of the cool weather and treat your garden and your lawn to a little tender loving care, then I'm glad you're talking to me, Nanette Weiser. I'm your host of Gardening in Florida. So believe it or not, August is a good time to install a bahia grass lawn. It's probably the most carefree of the home lawn grasses. And of course, a lot of us, our lawns are incredibly dried up, or perhaps you have chinchweed. So bahia lawns produce summer seed heads that are sometimes over 18 inches tall. And the grass may yellow a little during the spring season, but it's a good grass for home lawns nonetheless. There are just a few varieties to pick from, including Argentine, Pensacola, and Paraguay. Most home gardeners around here choose the Argentine variety, produces fewer seed heads and retains a good color. Minimal care is just one reason to choose a bahia lawn, and here is some more. It's pest-free of lawn grasses. It's the most pest-free, and the chinch bugs will give it a rest. Mole crickets are the only major problem, and good controls are available. Bahia won't mind skipped waterings. And of course, you know, there are definite cautions about watering right now, when you can, when you can't. It's really the only practical grass for a lawn without irrigation. The turf does turn brown during the drier months when left without water, but yes, it grows back when the rain returns. A new lawn can be established by seed. Not everyone is good at starting a turf from seed, but if you do, it can be an economical method. Sod is also available. And you know what? Bahia grass lawns are durable. They hold up under neighborhood football games, at bocce ball, and other family activities. A well-grown bahia has a good green color and can produce dense growth. Many gardeners give bahia extra consideration during drier months when they are paying big water bills, and it has a more open growth habit that gardeners tend to look to. So when the rain returns, and it will, they often stick with other grasses, including a St. Augustine grass, but a bahia lawn during the warmer months, this is the time to start now. Actually, it's the time to start all grass now. Grasses commonly grown from seed include bahia, Bermuda, centipede, and carpet grass. You can eliminate annual and perennial weeds with a non-selective herbicide that permits planting shortly after the weeds decline. You want to till the soil and rake it free of debris and adjust the soil acidity to the proper level with lime or soil sulfur. So apply a light scattering of a 666 and rake it into the ground. Divide the seed into two lots and scatter it in different directions. Rake the seed lightly, moisten thoroughly. Keep the ground moist during the germination process. Several light waterings may be needed each day, but best to do it by hand because you cannot irrigate. So you want to control weeds in hot weather. You want to mow, dig them out, or spot kill them with non-selective herbicides during the hot time of year. I like to go out after it rains and do it then. So some more things coming up. How about September? I'm looking forward to September when I can harvest papayas. So if you planted papayas about 9 months ago, they're probably ready to harvest some fruit. They ripen on the tree. They turn from a dark green to a light green to a bright yellow color. And there's nothing more delicious than papaya with yogurt or papaya muffins. The color depends on the variety, but one thing is sure, they will soften when they are ripe. Papayas need a warm climate, so Florida is wonderful. Even gardeners expecting a freeze, could get a crop of papayas before damaging weather arrives this fall and winter. To get a head start, you have to decide which papaya recipe you're going to plant, Caraflora, which is developed by the University of Florida, or Solo, an older selection. And our friend Janet Keeler has recently just published that she went out and bought papayas from all kinds of places, and we're going to share that papaya muffin recipe with you in our blog that goes with this. So care for your fruit plantings. You want to, it's now time as you look towards September to, you know, your commercial avocado, longan, lychee, and mango plantings. You can prune those back to 12 to 15 heights to make harvesting easier. Prune back the trees immediately after fruiting. Top and trim the sides or selectively remove limbs. Trees can be pruned yearly in September. They produce, you know, a good crop even after they're pruned. So this will be the time, looking forward to September, that you can look forward to pruning. And you cannot yet fertilize, but if you're picking papayas, you may notice some fruits are full of papaya fruit fly. And, you know, that's definitely could be a problem. There's no good control for a papaya fruit fly. But, you know, if you only have a few, try bagging some of the fruits to keep out the flies. So you know, it's not our garden season yet, but October is coming. So from flowers to fruits, herbs to indoor plants, lawns to shrubs, Gardening in Florida will be back next time with some interviews with our friends from University of Florida, IFAS.